the National Health Service to be looking after me, I suppose.
So they had to make sure that you were as healthy as you could?
Yes, and healthy. So I have all those upstairs.
Wow. No, I don't need to see them. That's all right. I don't want to... It's not about...
You want to go to...
Not class. Personal.
No, no. Well, I came to do my training. My nurse's training was accepted from Trinidad to do my state enrolled nurse training. And when I came, I was met from someone from my hospital. From Trinidad to Tobago High Commissioner at the airport. And they came in a car, and then they took me to the train station, and they were showing me what taxis are like and explaining different things to me on the way to the train station. And then they told me, asked me if I had money, which I told them I did have money. And then we went to the train station, and they told me which train I've got to get on. And they were going to ring New Cross and the Royal Hospital to tell them to meet me at the train station, which they said they came, but I think I missed this train I was supposed to get, so I was later on. They said they did send a taxi for me, but the taxi, they went back. So they told me if there wasn't anyone there, because they showed me what a taxi is like, they says, take a taxi to the hospital. And that's what I did, and when I got there, I had to do a test first thing, actually.
What was the test for?
Well, for the training, I suppose, you know, because they wanted to know if I'm, you know, I can do that training and sort of thing like that. I came to do my training.
Oh.
That's why it says I came as a student. I was accepted. Oh. I was accepted from the Ministry of Health in Trinidad by my old aunt and the health authority
Did you have to go through certain tests to prove that you had the competence to be able to do it?
Well, at home I had I did school leaving exams and the different subjects. They had to have that as well, like mathematics, English and all the different things, because I had all that, so. And of course, all the certificates that I was healthy, and so I got in to do it. But they were nice when I came, very nice, I must say, because I came in 1967, December as well.
Wow, in the cold.
Dark and cold. It was seven, but, and I started my training on the 1st of January, 1968.
At New Cross in
Wolverhampton. Yes, in Wolverhampton. But they were very nice. On Christmas Day, they let me go on the children's ward, so I wouldn't be in my room on my own on Christmas Day.
Oh.
And they also bought me a little present. It was a headscarf wrapped up in it. So it made me welcome, I suppose.
So did you get to know other nurses that had been that had come over, or...?
No. I came on my own then.
Oh my gosh.
You can imagine, I'm from a big family as well. I can imagine that. It was, sometimes I often say to myself, what did I do?
I'm absolutely fascinated.
Because I said to Karen and Carl sometimes, I said, I don't know how I did that. And when I met them, I think they were expecting somebody from Grenada or one of those, because they asked me something, I wouldn't know, but the person who, I think there was another one supposed to come, but she didn't come. But I did my training. But as I came as a student, I only have 1 year visa. So every year I had to renew my visa.
Right.
And I have to keep training, because if I'm not training, I wouldn't be able to stay.
Wow.
Just 1 year student, 1 year visa. So after I finished my enrolled nurse training in 1970, then I went on to do, I did premature baby at New Cross, at a women's hospital there.
Wow.
And after that I went to London and did ophthalmic training, my eyes training in London. And
my
then
gosh.
I came. By then they wrote to me and tell me I had a letter from the Home Office saying I've got permanent stay in England now. So I didn't have to renew my visa every year. So I worked as a state enrolled nurse until 1998. I did my conversion into state registered nurse. Well, I came down to Shropshire just before we got married in December 1974. I came down here. Mm-hmm. And I went
You mean here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Came to work. Well, I came down to Telford in 74. Mm-hmm. I went to work at the Eye, Ear and Throat Hospital in Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
I worked for 6 months there, and then I wanted a place at Wrekin Hospital, but they didn't have a vacancy then. But after the 6 months they had a vacancy, I went there. And then I stayed there for about 6 months, and we got married in June. The Princess Royal Open. I got a job there as a stage and road nurse. And then I worked there until I continued working there until I did my conversion in 1998, I think, I started.
Wow.
And my 2 year conversion as state registered nurse.
You see, I've known you all this time, but I just really didn't realise all of that. Just all of that that goes into it, apart from the things that you haven't talked about, and that's being a mother and being a parent and all of those things as well.
Yes.
What did you think when you came to England? I mean, you came here in December in the cold, and were you scared?
Cold and dark, yes. You know, you wonder what you come to, you know, when it's so cold and dark in the daytime.
Did you come to go back?
There was a lot of smog. Well, everybody says they're going back, aren't they? But then you don't, Well, I've been back many times.
Yeah.
Yes, on holiday. Well, I go to St. Patrick's. Well, my two sons, they were the first black altar servers at St. Patrick's.
Wow.
And I'm a Eucharistic minister there. And I take communion for people at home as well. I visit the sick at home and take them communion. Yes, I visit people in hospital and take them Holy Communion as well. Yeah.
Wow.
But recently resigned from that after all the COVID and things.
Of course.
Resigned from that. But I've still got two ladies to take communion from home, but at the moment we haven't started that yet. Maybe next month I think we're supposed to start that.
Wow, so you've got quite a significant, very significant role at the Catholic Church in Wellington. And so are you involved in any other things, or?
Well, I'm in a group, You, Me and Us, they call the group. We meet every month. And we go out for lunch once a month. And the group, it was that group, we had some money given to the area, I think. But there isn't as much money now, but we still decide we are going to go out every month. And during lockdown, we had afternoon tea delivered to us.
Wow.
From that You, Me and Us group, yes.
Is that from, is it a church-based group,
no,
or is
that's
that something
not a church, no. No, it's to do with Hadley, I think.
Right. So, and this is where you're here to stay, or, I don't know, maybe you plan to go, who knows, or go back, who knows?
I don't think I'll leave my sons.
No. I think that's the difference. Once you have a family here,
it makes a lot of difference.
Wake me when we're sleeping.
What do you mean?
And now we've celebrated our 48 years now.
Wow.
Since
Did you do anything?
40th, yes. We went to the... What's the name of the hotel?
It's Booker Tree.
Booker Tree.